Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. And you know, today I don't have any announcements except that I want everyone to stay tuned the entire time because we have some good and some bad news in the last 5 minutes of the show. So you have to stay tuned to find out what it's about.
Are we breaking up?
I don't know. They'll find out in the end, won't they?
So go ahead, why don't you kick us off tonight, Pam?
Okay, so tonight is subject is really about a news article that I came upon.
Mm-hmm.
And the news article is about Tia Mowry, who is one of the twins from Tia and Tamara, from Sister to Sister. One is on the reel right now. And it's about how she met her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share with you just a quick little blurb before we talk about the subject.
Okay.
So, he says in a news article, I was waiting on a bus stop after I shot my first film. Her sister and her drove by. They saw me waiting and asked to give me a ride. I was embarrassed. I was downtown. They gave me a ride, and we were friends ever since. They took me to Inglewood. That's how that relationship started. We were friends. We started dating, and it just went from there. He went on to reflect on his wife's ability to look beyond his current situation at the time and see his potential. I think it was what my wife saw in me. She saw an honest man who had a dream. I just had a vision, man. I didn't come in selling no games. I feel like a man can hold his own and be a man. I don't have to play no games with nobody, and she respected that, and it was what it was. So, this conversation, has been infamous over the last couple years of bringing up potential. And I always fight him over that word.
Yes.
But this word, this particular article saved Lawrence Booty because it gave me a different perspective on the word potential. So tonight, Lawrence and I are going to explore potential, and I came up with a new word called leech.
Of course you did.
Potential versus a leech. Is there a difference? Do they really coincide? Are they really polar opposites? Can a person really be a leech? Can a person really have potential? Lawrence, let's chat.
Okay. So, I mean, in response to the article, because I read it too, I felt like they were perfect circumstances, and not from the aspect of him being embarrassed about, you know, him meeting his potential wife or his friend. Again, it must have been something about him outside of the fact that he was on the bus stop. As they begin to become friends, as they begin to explore each other, she saw something there. And so she was willing to take a chance on it. And so that's why I talked about balance, because I think that she saw something in him that would balance her out. And from looking at it, as he said, I just shot my first film, like, she knew that there was more there. And even though it hadn't come to full fruition, it was still something there.
Nah, boo. Nah, you're on the wrong track. There you go.
But why?
Because I'm going to tell you why. Something that you said in that statement, and you said she saw something in him to balance her out. What? Who said that she needed to be balanced out, first of all?
Okay, so look at it from this aspect. When you look at the industry that she's in film and television, right? And so looking at it from an aspect of she knows how hard it is to get to break into television. She knows how hard it is to break into film. So there's a certain sensitivity there. And so with him saying, look, I just got finished shooting a movie. I'm an expiring film director.
Well, wait a minute, back up. We don't know that she knew anything about that, okay?
Well, I mean, because,
back up. Because let's see what, in the beginning, he said he had odd jobs. He worked at Kmart,
right.
Graveyard shift, security. He was grinding. So he said he met her during the time when he really wasn't doing anything or had nothing. He said he had a studio apartment, sleeping in the corner, and no furniture for almost 2 years.
Okay.
So she met him when he had absolutely nothing. The film was just, he could have been just an extra. We don't know what that was about.
Well, he said he shot his first film.
Okay, extra. I'm going to make it pretty for you. He was an extra. Because who knows who he is? Nobody. So he was an extra.
So I guess my question tonight, and this question is for you and for anyone else out there who would like to join this conversation, would you be willing to take a chance? Because I think we do take chances on people. Like, you can know how much someone makes. You can know kind of what they do based on what they say, but you still don't know. And so that's why it goes back to one of the things that I've said in the previous show is that you have to be friends first. Because I think when you become friends and not just try to jump into the relationship part of it, it gives you a chance to understand the person.
Okay, well, before you go that far, let's back up.
Okay.
I really believe that, first of all, the bigger issue is if a woman meets a man, I'm going to start from my perspective. If a woman meets a man and he says, well, I work security, or I work at Kmart, or I work at Giant Overnight stocking the shelves. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I work at Giant Overnight stocking the shelves. Should she turn him off because she is in a career? Let's say she works for T. Rowe Price, Leg Mason. She works for a big company in her career. Should his reply about being just an overnight stock man at Giant turn her off, or should she wait to hear more?
I mean, I think that if any man is working, that's a good first sign. At least he is working. And so as a part of the conversations, as you're becoming friends and moving into the serious part of the relationship, you ask people about their aspirations. And so here's the thing that I think that she heard. Maybe she heard. Let me say it like that. She might have heard his passion about what he wanted to do in life. She heard that from him and possibly saw some things based on those conversations that it was something that he believed in his heart that he was going to do. It's not like, oh, I'm going to make $1 million. But he was on the lines of, I'm a filmmaker, or I'm a potential filmmaker, or an aspiring filmmaker, and this is what I'm doing. Right now, I have these little odd jobs, Kmart, security, or whatever, just to tie me over until I get my big break. And so I think a lot of your aspirations and or your passions come via the conversation. Again, going back to that, when you become friends and not just rushing into the relationship, you really get a chance to understand the person, where they're going every morning, what are the things that make them happy. Because if you don't do that, what ends up happening is you just go for the I love you, you love me, let's be in a relationship, and then now your feelings are involved. Now you have all of these different things, and now you're trying to figure out why the things that he said to you in the beginning, why is he not doing any of them?
Well, first of all, wait. Lars, you're being too technical.
Because
listen, let me tell you something. First of all, I'm saying you're missing, you're going too far. I said in the first conversation, and you know, the first conversation, You know, he might have just started talking to an age. He was out. He was out somewhere. Said it was out at a jazz event. And he struck up conversation with her. And he said, you know, they're talking. And he says, well, what do you do? And she said, well, you know, I work down at, I'm a financial advisor down at T. Rowe Price. And she said, well, what do you do? And he said, oh, I work overnight at Giant, stocking the shelves. Most women, and I ain't even going to lie, Lord, most women at that moment, it's done.
But why? And that is my thing. Why?
And I'm not going to say that that's all women, but for most women, because, and I'm saying this, she's having a conversation with a man over 40. Now, this is my thing. And this is where I think that most men and women think differently. Women share of themselves because she wants to impress the man. Men don't necessarily do that. So if it was flip-flop and he said, I own my own business down or in Georgetown. I have 50 so contracts and I do so-and-so. Even if she just is a cashier at Giant, she's not going to tell him that. She's going to tell him something totally different. Because she wants to be comparable versus being looked at over 40, she's not going to tell him that.
So what is she going to say? I work in retail?
She might say, you know, I'm one of the managers. I'm one of the managers in a local retail store. You think I'm joking, but I'm so serious. I really think that women seem to impress. Men don't go that far. They say exactly where they are. It's only through more conversation that you really hear who they are, what they're looking for in life, where they plan to go, you know, why they're doing what they're doing now. It's only through further conversation. They don't necessarily tell you all of that information right off the bat.
I don't know. I disagree. I think that both people in the beginning of a relationship, when you meet somebody, you are definitely trying to put your best foot forward. And
I disagree.
That if it comes out in conversation of the things that I'm doing, like you want to show the person that you are worthy to be with them.
Again,
so who
agrees with Lawrence and who agrees with Pam? We need you to call in tonight. The number to call in is 646-478-3474 and press the number 1. Again, that number is 646-478-3474, and press the number 1 to join the conversation. Now, Lawrence, on the flip side of that, okay, the reason why a woman over 40 generally stops there when that conversation occurs is because she sees him as a leech. He has the possibility to be a leech. And all of that, that mindset is based off experience.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with you there. I think, and maybe it's just me, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think it's going to come through conversation. I think that anybody can say anything. If you're trying to tell somebody you know, are an up and coming, you're in a management training program at a retail store or whatever, like, at least have something to support it. In this particular case with Tia Mowdry, I believe that she saw something else in him. I believe that she saw a sense of independence. I believe that there was something else there that made her want to pursue the relationship with him or continue the friendship for that matter. And to end up marrying a guy.
Again, it depends on how he comes across with that conversation. Okay, flip side, another scenario. Woman meets a man, and he's at a point in his life where he's just having struggles. She knows him previously just as a friend, just like in this scenario, just as a friend. So she knows his heart. She knows that he really desires to have more. He is working towards more. He's not just being lazy and just, you know, saying they're keeping me down, you know, all, a bunch of excuses. But to me, that's a potential situation. That's when potential comes into play because she knows she's not dealing with a man who doesn't want anything. Now, in that situation, yes, a woman will step out, date that man, and love that man and push him and support him towards his dreams. But a Joe Schmo that she meets in her everyday comings and goings, and he pull that cat out the bag, I work security, and he ain't head of security. Or he was overnight stocking the shelves of Giant, and he over 40. Or he, you know, I've been working security for 20 years down at the local Giant at, you know, during the day. What about, you know, I understand, you know, and the funny thing about this that's funny is I have a girlfriend who actually met her husband who was younger than her in a stage of his life where he was just okay with being an employee. And she always said to me that when she married him, he was an employee. But because she loved him so much, she saw more in him. And she pushed him, and now he's the manager. In her case, she was okay with pushing for potential, dealing with a potential man. And now he's the breadwinner in her house, and he takes care of their house. But that's not always the scenario that happens, which is how they become leeches. So, Lawrence, you mean to tell me, out of all that I'm saying, that you've never met a woman that you thought was potential, and she turned out to be a leech?
I mean, I have met women like that, and I'm not going to lie, I have. But it was about the place that I was in. So if I was just in a relationship kind of looking for someone that, you know, I didn't really have those particular aspirations of, then, you know, maybe that would be okay. But I'm,
so
you
mean to tell me you felt like you met her at a point in your life where you attracted who you were? So because you felt like you could be a leech, you attracted a leech?
No, this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that I've you know, met people and dated people who you don't – so, again, I'm not – so let me say it like this. I'm not looking for a person to be a leech. I'm not looking for a person to leech off of me. So that was my own, for lack of a better word, ignorance, that I didn't explore the person in that way. I view people at face value. So I'm thinking what you see is what you get. Now, when you get questions like, oh, you should buy me this, or, oh, can you buy me that, and that's all it's about. Oh, can you buy me this? Oh, can you buy me that? Oh, I don't have money for lunch. Or, oh, I don't have this. Or, now I'm starting to look at things different.
So you're saying that her questions or her asking gives you the idea that she is a leech.
Absolutely. And it's not the questions, it's the things that, you know, you start to see different patterns with people. Let me say it like this. I'm going to have a transparent moment, okay? If you go out to eat and you're going for fast food, but when you go out with me, you want to go to Red Lobster or all of these different places, you know, higher-end places, and I don't hear you saying I'm going there by myself, then that's a red flag. Because, in my opinion, the same quality of living. So don't wait till you get to with me and now you want to go to Joe's Crab Shack. When you go out and you go, oh, I'm just going to get some lunch meat. Oh, I'm just going to have a can of soup. Oh, I'm just going to go to McDonald's and get something from the dollar menu. But when you go with me, oh, I want crab legs, oh, I want this, oh, I want that, then, yeah, I'm going to start to look at things different. So you say
you met, let's put old girl out there. So you met old girl, and you met at the jazz spot. I'm going to use the jazz spot as the little place. You met at the little jazz spot. And you say, oh, you know, you're talking to her, and she said, no, you know, because she don't have to have nothing to be a leech. Let's clear that up.
Mm-hmm.
So she works at T. Rowe Price, and you said, oh, it's cool. She got a good job. And like, you know, she said, you asked her, well, where'd you go to school? She said, oh, I got my bachelor's degree from here, and I got my master's from here, you know, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, you know, she cute, she educated. And she got a good career going on. This could be good. And she started talking. And you notice she threw her Louis up on the table. And, you know, she looked put together. And she got on her red bottoms. And, you know, she looked kind of expensive. Okay? I'm saying, you think, okay, well, let's exchange numbers and let's talk later. So the first time you talked to her, she said, you asked to go out. And you said, well, meet me over at the, I live close to Applebee's. Meet me over there for dinner. She said, Applebee's? I don't eat at Applebee's. You meant to say prime rib? I can meet you there. So she starts throwing out things that are expensive, okay? And then that's the first sign. Then later, you know, you show up at our door to take out and you got pretty flowers. And she look at you like, flowers? I thought you was going to bring me a, they should have been roses, red, blooming, roses.
But see, those
so
those,
you start
those
seeing things.
Are too high.
But I'm saying, now, listen to me. I'm saying, would you consider her a leech? Because she's not asking you, she's telling you what you're not, what you are going to do in order to date her.
I'm going to have an issue with that.
Huh?
I'm gonna have an issue with that because I feel like you should work your way into. If I say Applebee's, it's not that we're going to eat at Applebee's always, but it might just be the closest place to where we are. It could be the closest place to where you live and to where I live. Or it could be the closest place to wherever we're going to be or wherever we are. So sometimes to say to a person, oh, that place is not good enough for me, or I don't eat at Applebee's, okay, sometimes you got to suck some stuff up.
Well, again, I'm saying that sometimes when men look at women, leeches aren't just someone who's trying to get to a woman who doesn't have much and she's looking for you to supply things, such as her mortgage, her car payment. You know, one guy said to me one time, the difference between dating young girls and older women is young girls, you can buy her, get her nails done, get her feet done. She could tip. An older woman going to say, you need to pay my mortgage, my car payment.
But why?
You tell me.
Again, so when you talk about balance, when you think about things that involve balance, independence, interest, self-esteem, aspirations, none of that has nothing to do with where I take you for dinner.
Again,
it's just a step.
But she feels like that's not good enough for her. She
but why
deserves
is it not good
greater
enough?
And
that's
better.
Probably why you're single.
Okay, well, you tell her that. You tell that girl that.
I didn't have to tell her. My actions spoke better than my words.
Oh, okay. Okay. But I'm just saying, I'm just trying to draw a comparison for people who think that leeches are just women who don't have much. Sometimes leeches are women who have it going on, and she don't want to use her money to have it going on. She finds her a man that continues to feed that.
That's so unfair. If you're trying to be in a relationship with somebody, I think that's so unfair to have those such high expectations is he has to do everything, and you don't have to do anything.
But guess what?
That, in my opinion, is a broken woman who hasn't taken the time to get herself together and should not be dating.
But guess what?
I said it.
She would not be doing that if she could not get it or hasn't gotten it before. People don't try things new that don't work, Lord. People do things that work. So obviously, she is getting those things, continuing to look for it in men.
And that's based on what? It's probably based on her appearance. It's probably based on her physical appearance only.
Probably.
But again, once someone gets to know her, once somebody gets to see these particular patterns, then they're no longer going to have interest. And so you end up going through 20 guys and then having all of these regrets about, oh, you know, Lawrence is such a really nice guy. I probably shouldn't have did that to him. I think I should call him. No, don't call.
Well, again, it's just a comparison. So my thing is, okay, potential. So again, Lawrence, I want you to define, because you always mess up when you do it, and I'm going to see if you got it better since you heard this article. I want you to tell our listening audience your definition or a scenario that features a woman with potential.
Again, I think a lot of it is based on conversation. I think if you see somebody trying, if you see that they have a particular goal in mind and I may have to suffer right now to get to the place that I want to get to, but I'm willing to do so, and they have an independence about them. They're you know, I say strong and proud, but that's probably the best words to describe it, is someone that has a sense of pride. They're not looking for a handout. They may just be looking for somebody to push them just a little bit. But the reason why I say potential is because a lot of people didn't grow up the same way, and I know you're going to disagree with this statement, but I'm going to say it anyway, that everyone didn't have the opportunity to see that the grass was greener. Some people grew up a certain way. They were only exposed to things a certain way. And so even from my own personal experience, I dated somebody years and years ago that, again, had never seen a hotel room before. Okay? So the first time this person sees a hotel room, it was like an eye-opening experience. But what happens when that person sees these types of things is now they aspire towards them. You have now turned on something in them that has never been turned on before.
So now she's your project, right? She's your project.
It's not, but it's not a project. If you understand a person and you understand what they're looking for, and that's, again, the true essence of trying to find out about a person, you will hear certain things. And once you expose them, it's no stopping. I met someone who was a waitress in a restaurant, right? And so, you know, we dated for about 5 years. And so in that time period, she went from being a waitress in a restaurant to being a homeowner to getting her license. Now, mind you, she was 10 years older than me and did not have a license. She got her license. She got a car. She was in a management position managing a school cafeteria, which is great based on the fact that she was just a waitress in the beginning. To become a homeowner and stop renting, to get a driver's license, to get a car, to come up and really understand what life is all about. That is a person that I saw with plenty of potential, but sometimes all it takes is a little exposure, and they bloom and they blossom.
So, ladies, if you're listening, Lawrence likes projects. Because that sounds like a project.
It doesn't. It's not, Pam. It's not a project. Because what if a man who met you said, you know what, man, you tell such great stories, like, man, they're always so interesting. You should consider writing a book. And if you never knew anything about writing a book, if it's something that you've never considered, there's your potential coming through in this person that said, you need to tell your story, and it needs to be told a certain way. And I believe you're the person who can do it. It's not a project.
See, and I see potential totally different. Totally, totally, totally different. Potential, the way I see it, is more from the aspect of through conversation, you hear a person's heart. So you hear that they have passion for certain areas that they haven't tapped into. So you are the one that has the ability to push this person to do and become something that they never thought they could be or do. Not a project that I'm going to seek out and expose you to something that you know that there's better in the world than what you know. It is. That's what it sounds like when you say your definition.
I don't know. Again, I say, you know, meeting a person who lived a certain way, who lived on a certain side of town, who did things a certain way, when you have the opportunity to expose them to more, or, like I said, because I knew of certain things that she didn't know, like it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to really impress her. I'm going to go get the suite at a hotel and see how she responds. No, it was, that's what I was used to. I just exposed her to it. I didn't do it for like, oh, I'm going to show her something. I just did it. But the fruit of it that came with it, like, oh, my gosh, I've never met anyone that did these types of things, that went these types of places, that had exposed me to these types of things. So now I know it's possible.
Again, that sounds like a project.
It's not a project, Pam.
It sounds like a science fair project. And my hypothesis is that I'm going to get me a girl who doesn't know anything but what she knows, and I'm going to prove to the world that I can take a nothing and make her into something. I don't like how that sounds.
I disagree.
So again, it's time for me to throw out my little commercial. If you agree with Lawrence, this is your time to save him, because probably in the next 30 minutes I'm going to tear that sale up. You can call in right now at 646-478-3474 and save him by pressing the number 1. Or if you know that what he sounds like a science fair project, ladies, and you agree with me, I need you to also call at 646-478-3474 and press the number 1.
Pam, take us to a commercial, because I'm balling up my fists. I need to calm down.
Lawrence needs a commercial because he knows he can't beat me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you getting ready to celebrate a special moment? Need a way to raise money for your organization? Or just simply love scented candles? Well, come stick your nose in our business to smell the best scent around town, and I'm sure your nose will be pleased. For more information, call 404-954-1206 or visit igotsprinkles.com. I Got Sprinkles. Come put your nose in our business. Are you tired of paying too much for your auto, life, or homeowner insurance? Are you frustrated searching for the right coverage? Let Taylor Insurance Services help you with their easy quote rating system. Their great pricing and quality products are amongst the best. Give Taylor Insurance Services a call at 678-905-9597 and start saving money today. Or visit them at taylorinsuranceservices.net. That's taylorinsuranceservices.net. Taylor Insurance Services. Leave your liabilities in their hands.
WXRP Radio is looking to partner with your business. Could your business use more branding and exposure? Could your business use more customers? Well, WXRP Radio is here to help. Advertise with WXRP Radio and give your company the advertising boost that it needs. With packages as low as $30, WXRP Radio is the way to go. Let us get your company information out to our listeners. For more information, call 678-744-WXRP or email us at sales@WXRPradio.com. That's sales@WXRPradio.com. Let WXRP Radio help you grow your business. WXRP Radio, the station that listens.
Hey folks, welcome back to A Different Identity Up Close and Personal with Lawrence and Pam. For those who are just joining the show tonight, Pam is talking about leeches. I'm talking about relationship balance. So, you know, it's already a controversy going on right now that we got to clear up. So, Pam, in the last segment, you know, we kind of talked about leeches. So let me ask this question to you. So we begin the conversation talking about Tia and Corey. So what about other people who have married people, have been in relationships with people who were not on the same level as them financially or whatever, like Jennifer Lopez dating a backup dancer, or other celebrities who have just dated regular guys or regular women, and why didn't their relationships work out? Do you think, like, the man in that relationship, because this person had a certain status, that they are a leech?
I think that in circumstances like that, and this is just my opinion, that sometimes people that are in higher positions don't always want to date there. They seek people that are different and people that will look at them for them versus what they have. Now, I agree with that side. Sometimes when you get to a certain level and when you start talking about relationship balance, sometimes you don't want to date people who necessarily know who you are. You want people to get to know who you are. Because some people are looking to leech off you. They're looking for an opportunity to get what they can get out of you at any given time. So if they see a chance to, hey, oh, she what? She on radio show? She write books, what? I see dollar signs. Sometimes you have to be mindful of who you're allowing in your space. Like, I'm going to be transparent for a second. I don't even always tell men I meet what I did. I work in a doctor's office. You need to know me for me, not for all the other things that I am exposed to or who I am until you get to know me and I feel like you can handle it. I want you to know me, not what I do, what titles I hold, what I've done. You need to know me. So I can see why people do that, definitely.
But I think that's just a part of the culture that people find out what people do or they want to make sure they're checking to see what you do because they want to see what type of person that they get in a relationship with. So I think a lot of those questions are just basic questions that everybody says you should ask. But But again, that doesn't say anything about the person. I'm not what I do. It might be a part of it, but it's not all that I do. It's not all that I am.
But again, it goes back to when you're having a conversation with a person, you need to hear more than their words. So if you, again, Lars, you meet somebody and you meet them somewhere, you should not always reveal everything about yourself in the first conversation. Because it can make or break whether or not you go forward, whether you change phone numbers, whether you go out on a date. So it's still at the same time we're giving people information on what you should and should not share in the beginning.
And see, you know, I might have had that experience before, but I look at it from this standpoint. Like, I tell people about what I do so that they understand I'm busy. So at the point where I don't always have time or can't meet you or see you every single day, it's because I'm doing stuff. And so, you know, you try and share a part of what you do with people so that they have an understanding of the type of person that you are. And if they want to come into your space, they understand what you have going on and you understand what they have going on, so you know the place that you fit.
Again, sometimes, though, people still hear all of that. And they still try to change your timing. They still try to change things about you versus knowing who you are. So, again, I say you don't always tell everything because you want to balance out the relationship. You don't want a leech, and then you don't want someone who is going to treat you like potential because they think, oh, she only works in a doctor's office. Oh, Let me help her, because then I really think what you said is so key. I bet you there are lots of men who treat women like projects, like they're assigned to a project, because they if they can bring them up and train them and expose them to things that they're into, then they're pretty much developing her into what they want or like. It's like building a woman.
I'm just going to digress on that point. I don't see people as projects. I think that sometimes somebody can have something inside of them, and because it hasn't been tapped into, like, I think that could solidify your position in a relationship. If you see something in somebody that they didn't see, and now that they act on it, they are better.
But again, that's the difference between a man and a woman. A woman pushes.
That's the difference between a good relationship and a bad relationship.
We ain't even got in a relationship yet. We're not even there yet, as far as I'm concerned. We're trying to get there, and based on the conversation, could make or break it. It could make or break it. You just don't meet a person and based on 3-4 conversations, you think you know them well enough to tell them what they should be doing in their house, doing on their job, doing in their life.
I don't think it comes like that. So you're trying to say that
it comes over time. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. So let me ask you this question. You watched The Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay, so what about Phaedra and Apollo? What do you think about that relationship? Do you think he's leeching off her?
No, I think she set herself up for that. You don't want to hear my opinion on that. It's very strong.
My question is he leeching off of her?
I think he saw an opportunity, yes. He's fine. Let me break this down for you.
See, that's where you lose me right there.
He's fine. It's all good. For her, and I'm saying not all women, for her, she saw his looks before she took an internal look, okay? Because being in the position that she's in as an attorney, she had access to all of his personal background history. So if even if she didn't look what she did look, either way, she knew what she was getting into. So you got into it based on, in my opinion, what he looked like, and they could have some beautiful children together. And look what it got her eventually.
Okay, so I'm going to give you another example because I'm going to let that one go. Because you lost me as soon as you said he's fine. And that's
right.
The first thing you saw to her. He saw, what about Fantasia? Now look at her situations and the things that she's had to do. For me, the last two relationships that I've seen her or that I've heard about her being in, leeches.
Of course,
they,
but then again, But then, this might be a strong statement, but I believe some of hers comes from self-esteem.
Absolutely.
So from self-esteem, brings on a whole other monster, because when you have self-esteem issues, then you're going to attract how you feel. So if some man comes up to you and he tells you how wonderful you look, how great you are, all the great things you're doing, how powerful you could be, you could do this, you could do that, he's boosting that poor self-esteem. And in boosting that, she starts to find him attractive. And in finding him attractive, not only his words, but then he starts looking attractive. And what do you have? A mess.
I was listening to 50 Cent one time, and they were doing an interview, and somebody said something to him. He said it's harder for him to be in a relationship, and so they asked him why. He says, because people already know who I am. I have to take the time to find out who they are. And so even in that, the whole situation with Fantasia, the whole situation with Phaedra, two different scenarios, but these women are, you know, or at some point was at the top of their game, or they were at a very good place, and they meet these men or whatever. But where does the balance come in, you know, where you're looking at? And so I guess it just depends on the person. And so I guess we could probably go back and forth with this all night. But really, I think it's person. And you having the know-how or the wherewithal to ask smart questions and not just go by what they're saying to you. But at some point, like me now in my 40s, I am looking for your actions to match your words.
Agreed.
I don't just want to hear it. I want to see it.
I think, but in that, though, I think that that what happens is, as we get older, not only do we consider what a person says, but we hear beyond that. Because as you get older, your priorities change. So, you know, unlike this scenario, when you're going to meet somebody on the bus stop, I doubt if that happens when you're 40 years. That may happen, but it has to change. So, you know, when you're meeting someone in a place and when you're 40 and they're saying things that don't align with where you're going, that kills it. Even if a man tells a woman, I work overnight, stocking and giant, but then you learn that during the day he's busting his tail with a recording studio, and he's trying to get these big music contracts, and he knows that he has to do that doing, and he has to pay his bills while he's struggling to get his dream going. A woman can respect that. So it's different when you hear what he's saying, yeah, I work overnight, but then you hear his grind and his hustle about how he's trying to make a name and a legacy for his family. That's different. That's a man with potential.
Right, but is that going to be good enough? And, you know, would that be good enough for the bulk of women?
I can't speak for the bulk of women, but I will say that that will get a woman's attention. That will definitely get her attention.
Okay. Okay. Hallelujah.
I told y'all I would win.
But it's not about winning because I think that we socially, like, people have these grandiose expectations of how a person should be or what they should be, and I don't really think that they take the time to get to know the person, because I think essentially it's about the person. When you get to know that person, you see their potential, or you see what they're trying to do because they have a certain passion about them. I have passion about the things that I do, so you understand that this is the direction that I'm going in, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to be, because I'm pushing.
Well, again, for it,
why the heck
when
you keep
start,
saying again?
Because when you get over a certain age, all of that talking, or, you know, all of that yin-yang talking that you're saying, that's not going to fly. That's just not going to fly.
It might not fly with you, Pam.
It's not going to fly with a lot of
but
women.
Even though
women's priorities change, granted, women's priorities change as they get older, still won't negate the fact that it's just certain things that she's not going to put up with.
Put up with?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
You all might be dealing with potential, but very few women are going to see that word as positive.
Get a caller, because my fist is balling up again. I'm trying to behave myself tonight. I really am.
I don't know why he think he can fight me.
It's not about fighting, because I need you to open up your understanding. And so sometimes I think that is the thing that holds us back in relationships or holds us back from getting, and then you sitting around regretting, oh, you know, I probably should have done this or I probably should have done that. See past, sometimes you have to see past your feelings because your feelings change.
No, it doesn't, because I still say, Lawrence Jackson, that it's all in how you define what you're saying. When I read this article, it gave me a different perspective on potential. Totally different. When you say it, I can't stand it.
You call mine a project.
Yeah, yours a project. You treat the women like build a woman.
Totally. No, that's thank you, Pamela. We appreciate you so much for your kind words.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's build a woman. It's all about build a woman. How can I build a woman?
It's not build a woman. It's not.
It's like keep a project.
Because I don't. You can build up the esteem of a person. You can build up confidence in a person. You can build a certain level of independence in a person. But you can't build them. You can show them, and they can either take advantage of it or don't take. It's still a choice at the end of the day. It's your choice whether or not you want to do it. I can tell you, you have all the potential in the world, but if you don't do nothing, then so be it.
But see, guess what?
You're
only going to say it to a woman that you know that you can get in her ear. Let me tell you something. People don't waste their words, too. Let's clear that up. People don't waste their words. So you're only going to say and go as far as a person that you know you can go that far with.
I wish somebody would call.
I would tell you, you done met this waitress. You know darn well she's laving and being a waitress. So when you start buzzing and talking about, oh, you know, have you ever thought about that? You know, you could do that. If she's never had someone before love her enough to share and push her and be supportive of her as she makes a transition, she'll never do it.
But she still
had
to buy into it. It was still a choice. Even though I offered it, it was still a choice.
You knew she would buy it. She was a waitress.
No, I didn't. I didn't know what she was going to do.
You knew she was tired of slaving on her feet all the time.
She had kids to support.
Exactly. That made it even worse. So she wanted better. She definitely wanted better. She definitely wanted better then.
But it wasn't just about me, and I didn't ask her to do it for me. So that's a project. If you're asking somebody to do something, that's gonna glorify you, but it's not. essentially, at the end of the day, these are all of the things that now benefit her. But I could tell that she wasn't exposed to any of it. You just never know. I know. I figured that, you know.
You know, I don't agree, but.
Of course you don't agree, because you don't see the value in it.
No, I don't see build a woman.
Because you're
build
already
a woman.
Accomplished. You're already built.
Build a woman. Build a woman. Your project. So, any woman that's dating Lauren, he's building you, boo.
I disagree with everything you say.
I ain't paying him no attention. He don't even count. Again, anybody dating Lawrence, he's building you. Just remember that.
Never.
He's building you. So watch what he say. Oh, you should try so-and-so. Oh, have you ever thought about so-and-so? Mm-hmm. Build a woman.
No, I totally disagree.
Sound like some kind of bionic experiment.
If I got some of no, I'll leave that alone. I'll leave it alone. I ought to call somebody on three-way.
I'm not scared of your friends. And you know this.
So, folks, if you, I don't know, it's 4 minutes left. You know, we got some announcements to make and all of that good stuff. But if you have a question or comment or just a perspective that you want to add to this conversation, you got to do it quickly. You got to call quickly, 646-478-3474. Press the number one. We're talking about balance. We're talking about leeches. We're talking about build a woman and all of that stuff.
You know, we're going to explore this another time because I know that there's somebody who agrees that Lauren's statement sounds like he's building a woman versus really actually loving her and supporting her and making herself better. There you go.
Please continue.
So, again, I want to remind people that we have a page, a fan page on Facebook, A Different Identity Talk Radio Show. So we want all of you all to make sure that you become a friend of ours there because you will get all of the latest announcements. You'll get to hear what we're talking about on that particular day. You might even get a trending topic that we want to discuss during the week before our next show. So we want you to make sure you go to Facebook and look up A Different Identity Radio Talk Show and join our page. Also, you're more than welcome to send us suggestions on topics. We want your suggestions. Send it to adifferentidentity@gmail.com. And with that, with us the last 2 minutes, we want to share two things, the bad news and the good news. Which one are we going to share first, Lauren?
Man, this is your segment of the show.
Oh, we share the bad or the good. Okay.
It's on you. I work for you today. I want to build you.
Okay, so the good news is if we build them then. The good news is that Lawrence and I, we've enjoyed our ride over the past year and a half with WXRP. But the bad news is that we'll be leaving, and today is our last show. And you, again, that's why I implore you to go to the A Different Identity Facebook page so that you can find out the latest about where we're going and what time and where you can find us next.
I thought you said we was breaking up.
You said I was breaking up? We're not breaking up. You got me forever. Till death do us part.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We got a minute left.
So we want to remind you that when you know better,
you do better. Thank you so much, everyone. We appreciate it so very much.
We love you. Good night.